View selling as a chance. Selling means something different to everyone. To me, it's about connecting with people and offering them something valuable. I'm in this profession because I believe in what I sell and I want to excel at it. Success in sales requires serious commitment. It's not something you can take lightly if you want to do well. You owe it to yourself and your company to give it your all. If you're not where you want to be yet, you can take steps to improve. Start by looking at yourself. Are you happy with how your career is progressing? Are you satisfied with your earnings? Think about your strengths and weaknesses. Do you have the support of your family? What about your colleagues and managers? Believe in yourself, your job, and what you offer. Make sure you know your business inside and out. Are you getting better at it every day? That's what matters. Evaluate your sales success. Are you giving your work the energy it deserves? Are you thinking and planning enough? Do you feel as enthusiastic as you should? Are you growing fast enough to keep pace with the company's progress? Let's break down what makes a successful salesperson. 1-10% is about knowing your stuff professionally. 2-15% comes from mastering selling techniques. 3-25% relies on your ability to connect with people. 4-50% is attributed to your attitude. Ever wondered what's the biggest roadblock in sales? It's the fear of rejection. So, are you maintaining these percentages, especially that all-important attitude? Guidelines for navigating traffic safely and legally. Essential rules for successful selling. 1. To sway your customer, first, take charge of your own thoughts. 2. Your excitement about what you're selling fuels your customer's excitement. 3. Keep your radar up for potential new customers all the time. 4. Master the art of finding new prospects. It's the key to your success. 5. The best salespeople are expert listeners, not just talkers. 6. Focus on what your customers want emotionally, not just what they logically need. 7. Close the deal with confidence and visualize your customer saying yes. 8. Adopt objections. They're opportunities to seal the deal. 9. Keep track of your sales to learn and improve constantly. 10. Adopt a mindset of service. Your customers will notice and reward you for it. Motivation. Motivation is just being driven to reach a goal. Think of it like this. Success means reaching a goal you set for yourself. But you can't achieve success if you lack motivation. Your success depends on how well you can keep yourself motivated. External motivation often relies on fear or rewards. These methods might give you a short-term boost, but they're like temporary fixes. Real, long-lasting motivation comes from within. Fear can push some people, but not everyone responds well to it. It's like a punishment-driven approach, and not everyone is fazed by threats. In the end, what truly keeps you going is that internal fire, that personal drive to keep moving forward. External motivators might help temporarily, but the real staying power comes from within. Optimize sales motivation. Incentive motivation involves offering rewards instead of punishment. It's more effective than using fear, but it tends to be temporary. When people are motivated by incentives, they work harder, but once they get what they want, their drive fizzles out. To keep them going, you have to keep upping the ante. For example, if a sales contest offers a prize that nobody desires, like a third TV when everyone already has two, it won't ignite much enthusiasm. However, if the reward is something everyone craves, like a luxurious vacation, you'll see a spike in effort, but only for the duration of the contest. People work harder when they're after something they want. Sales superstars aren't motivated by fear or prizes. They're driven from within. They know their clients, their industry, and their own products inside out. They're like walking encyclopedias, and they're passionate about what they do. Many companies rely on a mix of fear and incentives to motivate their sales teams. But this approach only gets mediocre results. The best motivation comes from within. It's about getting the donkey to pull the cart because it wants to, not because it's scared or enticed with carrots. Salespeople fail due to various reasons. To succeed in sales, it's crucial to know your strengths and weaknesses. Ben Franklin once said, "Not knowing is okay, but refusing to learn is not." Check out this list of reasons behind poor sales performance and see if any apply to you. Not training enough, not planning well, having a bad attitude, not managing time properly, lacking specific goals, lacking self-discipline, procrastinating, struggling to concentrate, skipping self-assessment, struggling with rejection, giving up after failure, and lacking creativity. Even the best salespeople face rejection and failure. The key is to keep pushing forward to the next opportunity. Salespeople succeed due to their effective strategies. Assessing your sales skills. 1. Definiteness of purpose. 2. Desire. 3. Enthusiasm. 4. Use of knowledge. 5. Self-confidence. 6. Pleasing personality. 7. Faith and belief. 8. Going the extra mile. 10. Persistence. 11. Goal-oriented. 12. Self-discipline. 13. Personal initiative. 14. Imagination. 15. Concentration. 16. Positive self-image. 17. Learning from defeat. 18. Sound health. 19. Budget your time and money. 20. Accurate thinking, seeing things as they are. Empathy. Prospect to closing simplified. Prospecting is like hunting for gold. It involves researching and digging to find potential clients. Good prospecting in sales means doing your homework and asking the right questions until you find someone who might genuinely be interested. Many salespeople struggle to ask the right questions or don't know how to. But asking questions is key to finding out if someone is a real prospect. 1. Before asking questions, figure out what kind of information you need from the prospect. 2. Listening to the prospect's answers helps you understand their preferences, opinions, and how much they know about what you're offering. 3. Asking questions helps you avoid wasting time on someone who isn't ready to buy. 4. Questions also help you build trust and connect with the prospect. It shows you're interested in what they have to say. 5. Plus, questions engage the prospect's mind and get them thinking. 6. When you ask smart questions, it shows you're skilled and knowledgeable in your field. Expertise salesmanship, a simplified guide. To successfully sell, you must guide your prospect through 4 stages: capturing attention, sparking interest, igniting desire, and prompting action. This journey requires understanding people and their behavioral styles: amiable, analytic, expressive, and driven. Additionally, recognizing action personalities like fatalist, exasperator, appraiser, and relater is crucial. Selling isn't just about numbers, it's about quality interactions. Mere contact with many people won't guarantee success. You need to engage with promising prospects. Salesmanship involves skillfully managing the selling situation. Remember, effective closers are also adept prospectors. Closing isn't forcing a buying decision on your prospect, but aligning them with the decision you've made. This process starts from the beginning of your presentation, not just at the end. Your role is to sell, not to chat. Take charge of the closing. It's your responsibility, not the prospect's. The closing moment should coincide with the client's peak enthusiasm. However, post-close, doubts can arise, leading to cancellations. Therefore, reassure the client about their wise decision and the value of your product or service. Leave behind a confident, satisfied customer who feels they've made a smart choice. Key points. 1. Connect with customers, believe in what you offer, and commit to constant improvement. 2. Attitude, 50%, connecting, 25%, techniques, 15%, knowledge, 10%. Fear hampers progress. 3. Motivation stems from within, not external rewards or fear. 4. Effective sales, strategic prospecting, asking the right questions, guiding prospects through stages. 5. Quality interactions greater than quantity, manage sales process skillfully. 6. Close by aligning prospects with the decision, reassure post-close, and leave satisfied. 7. Learn continuously, address weaknesses, and persist despite setbacks.